All right, so as you can see, the microphone is there on the side table, right? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I see it. I can hear you and I can see it.
I'm on the couch with my computer in my lap.
You mean you're on your Lazy Boy, that's not a couch.
I mean, I'm on my recliner. Lazy Boy is a brand. You see that armchair? I have to balance, or that arm of the chair?
Yeah.
I have to balance the iPad so you could be heard on that microphone. And
what if you cleared off your, there's the dog.
And I can't move because he is on the chair.
How is he doing?
He's doing fine.
With Wally not being around.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Asher Brothers Podcast. I'm Kirk Asher.
And I'm Kyle Asher. You didn't answer my question. How's he doing with the dog not being around anymore?
And when I put it like that, I cover up a little bit. He's doing okay, actually. It's a lot easier to take care of just him than try to take care of both of them equally. You know what I mean?
Well, one of them would shit everywhere, so there's a difference. But since you guys murdered him, everything seems better
for you. Wow, that's not exactly what happened.
I'm just kidding.
Jesus. I'm going to be moving the microphone, trying to find a good medium between hearing you and hearing me.
Okay.
You do
whatever you got to do, because it seems like I have the easier job on this end, so you do whatever you need to do.
Well, if you want to switch to your iPad because you have notes, that's totally fine. I don't know how we would do that. We hang up and then try it again?
Yeah, I'll call you from my iPad.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Well, listeners of the Asher Brothers Podcast, if you are in fact listeners, right now, Kyle is in New York City still. I am in the Los Angeles area, and we are attempting to record an episode on New Year's Day 2016. I have Max sitting in with me on my recliner. I am on that recliner with my computer out with the all the programs rolling. I have my iPad, which is going to have FaceTime on, so Kyle is talking to me. I'm also going to be moving the FaceTime on the iPad around to hopefully get better sound out of him. Hopefully this works out at least semi-decently. And honestly, this is the first episode in months, so if you are interested in listening, you probably don't care. A couple things that are going on real quick. I, on my Twitter, at KirkHasGlasses, if you have any interest in what I'm doing recently for the new year, I am watching 366 movies in 366 days. It's considered the Doug Loves Movies Challenge. Hi, Kyle. Kyle's back.
Hello.
I was just explaining to the, like, four people that are going to listen to this that I've started the Doug Loves Movies Challenge.
What is that?
Where you watch 366 movies in 366 days.
Oh, yeah.
And I just got
366, isn't that only 365 days a year?
It's a leap year this year.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be 366. I've already started by, and it has to be movies you haven't seen, and I've just started with The Godfather, and that movie was really, really good. I see.
I'm on the trilogy.
I see now what the noise was about from people. It's very, very good.
The noise. Like, 40 years later, I see what the noise is all about.
Well, it's true that good, like, good movies and TV are timeless, and I could see how The Godfather is timeless. Like, you could tell that story at any time, and it's still good.
Yeah, I just don't know. For me, personally, it's not a movie that I want to, like, rewatch all the time, though.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's a movie I watch once, and I'm cool with it.
Let me see. Trying to get better sound out of you while not sacrificing my sound.
Do I need to talk louder?
Well, actually, if you talk closer to your microphone, that helps quite a bit, actually.
Okay, I'll hold this like this then. I'll talk like this. I'm fine with that.
All right. It would be good if you could get a really nice microphone, so just go out and buy one of those and come back.
Yeah, because I only have, like, $100 to my name right now. It's dollars you gave me for Christmas, so.
So I told them, I let everybody know it's the new year. First day of 2016.
It's like that horrible Death Cab for Cutie song.
I don't know that horrible Death Cab for Cutie song.
Count yourself lucky.
Okay.
So that's a band, so I'm just going to jump right in right away.
All right.
That's a band that I don't understand, and people need to stop telling me I need to listen to them, because I've tried and they fucking suck. But moving on. Anyways, my New Year's resolution number one, stop telling me about Death Cab for Cutie.
That's not something that's a resolution. A resolution is something you would do.
Whoa, it's like I'm on a roller coaster.
I'm balancing shit on the chair.
Yeah, so how was your New Year's?
It was all right. Oh, Jesus. It's like Star Wars, the new Darth Vader.
I haven't seen it. Don't talk about it yet.
He doesn't breathe like Darth Vader. He's just kind of a bitch. I'll talk about it later when you've seen it.
I haven't seen it yet. We might see it in a week once Maria's done making her movie.
Alrighty.
To all the listeners out there, go on to my Facebook and donate to Maria's movie.
Oh, wow. That not only is that not descriptive enough to actually help Maria.
Yeah. Well, she has an Indiegogo campaign for her movie. I posted a link to it on my Facebook, so please go donate anything. Even if you donate $1, it's helpful.
Kyle, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Just because I know how podcasts work, could you please go and just find the URL or the title of that so that people don't have to go to your personal Facebook account? They could probably just go to the website. Much like...
Yeah, I can send you the URL. That's fine.
Or say it just now, or find it just now on your phone. What are you doing? What are you watching right now?
I'm not watching anything.
Oh, what are you looking at, then?
My phone now, because you're telling me to go look for it. What I'm looking at right now is fucking you on my iPad. That's what FaceTime is, Kirk.
God,
watching you move around. You're watching me. That's what I've been watching.
All right, whatever. Fine. We're very confrontational.
Well, I'll find it near the end of the podcast. We have other things to discuss before then.
So I let our fan know that I'm doing the countdown. Just to give you an idea, so it's all official. I got an Excel sheet, and it gives me the movie, the runtime of the movie, the cumulative minutes that I've watched the movies, that broken down into hours, and then the countdown of movies. So right now I'm in an intermission in Godfather Part 2.
Aren't you supposed to watch one a day, not like watch them, or is it, well, you watch them at any speed you want?
Well, the reason I'm getting a jump is because I'm going to have to work the next 8 days straight, and I don't want to like force a movie on days I'm tired. And I thought I could burn out a couple on this day because I have it off. That really means I'm going to burn through these three movies because they're long as shit. And I didn't know that.
The third one's really bad.
I know. I'm excited. People keep telling me that. They don't understand that I'm excited to watch, like, a really shitty movie. Those are fun to watch for me.
No, it's a little bit of a letdown and depressing because you go through two movies that are, like, pretty much flawless. And then all of a sudden, you, like, Francis Ford Coppola thinks his daughter needs to be an actress, and she shits all over it.
Yeah, I'm down to see that, because I could separate myself from it, but maybe, I know what you mean, but I can't wait to see it.
Think about it, he, in his hand, Francis Ford Coppola had probably the greatest trilogy going, and then... he shat the bed with the third one, and now you can't consider it a great trilogy. Like, I would consider the Star Wars trilogy a better trilogy, even though Godfather 1 and 2 are better movies than any of the Star Wars movies. You know what I mean? But as a whole, in the trilogy, 1, 2, and 3 are way better.
I'm sorry, I got completely distracted. You're saying that the trilogy of The Godfather is better than the trilogy of Star Wars?
No. The trilogy of Star Wars is better than the trilogy of Godfather.
But the Godfather's...
Godfather's Episode 1 and Episode 2 are better than any Star Wars movies. But Episode 1, 2, and 3 as a trilogy is better than The Godfather. And then okay. episodes 4, 5, and 6 just suck.
Yeah, it's...
I tricked you there. I just tricked you there.
Five, four,
I six. Just said Attack of the Clones was the best... Was part of the best...
Kyle, after discussing Star Wars with a lot of different people, I realized that the best thing to say with Star Wars is watch them, and if you don't like certain ones, don't watch them, and if you like other ones, just watch them. Because... People's opinions about Star Wars are getting me so, like, annoyed that I just want to say, if you like certain Star Wars, just watch those Star Wars and be happy.
Well, so, a lot of people are... I've read that a lot of people are bitching that The Force Awakens is just basically A New Hope.
Yeah.
So, this is what I have to say with not seeing the movie. Are you surprised? Because the second Star Trek, J.J. Abrams basically did Wrath of Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's his move. Mm-hmm. His move isn't being a great storyteller with other people's stuff. His move is making it look really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but, you know what I mean?
When someone explained to me, because I watched the whole movie the first time, and I was like, this is a lot like A New Hope. And then I watched it a second time, and I was like, no, it's exactly like A New Hope. And George Lucas himself came out and said, I kind of regret giving up Star Wars because my idea for the sequels would have been way different. And people's response to that is like, see, the mastermind of Star Wars even doesn't like what happened. And other people are like, yeah, well, George Lucas doesn't get to say that because George Lucas sold it. And George Lucas kind of dropped the ball with his own mythology. My point is this.
I don't think, real quick, let me interject. Yeah. I don't think the first three... mythology-wise are why they suck. Mm-hmm. They suck because they're poorly directed and the acting is shit. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, learning about how Anakin comes from... Like, where Anakin comes from is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, where Luke and Leia come from and who's their father and mother and all that shit is super interesting. And, like, where you get Boba Fett from. And, like, I think all of that is an interesting take on the Star Wars... like mythology. It's just that he didn't deliver with the acting and he didn't deliver with that shit. So, like, I think George Lucas has something to say about the mythology of it, but I don't know.
Like I said with everybody that goes, because I watch this thing called Movie Fights now. We haven't done a podcast in a while. I've been watching these YouTube things called Movie Fights, where dudes will sit. It's like a really nerdy show because these dudes will sit and they'll debate things like what is the best Jurassic Park sequel. And then they build their points, but it's also very objective. So it's not just dudes shouting at each other. Like, they try to give points, and then the guy who chooses with the winners is like, well, you said this, and that made more sense than this, and that argument doesn't hold up. But they had guys on there, and one guy, because they said they did an episode, where does the new Star Wars rank amongst all the Star Wars? And one guy was like, this movie is worse than the prequels, because the prequels were new ideas that were presented like this. And he started to go into it, and then he like swept under the rug the racism by saying George Lucas was just paying tribute to old movies, how they had racist caricatures. And then the other guys were like, yeah, that doesn't work out. You can't
What's the racism in the... I don't know. What's the racism in the... Prequels? I haven't seen the first three Star Wars since they came out. I've never watched them after I saw them in the theaters. So I don't know what the racism was.
The prequel trilogy you're talking about? Okay. The villains for the Trade Federation, they sound Korean. And their aliens have eyes that are just slits. So they look Korean.
But they're aliens, though.
The junker that cares about just money, like the junker that owns Anakin as a slave, he sounds very Jewish. And there's another character, Jar Jar Binks and the Gungans sound like unintelligent Southern black people, and they're bumbling fools in the movie. Like,
I mean, but it's the fucking aliens, man. Like,
but that, like, the point is, it still seems very racist when you watch it and think about it. And, you know, if that's not your thing, and, like, or if you don't see it that way, that's fine. But, like, some people can't get over that. Also, the acting in the prequels is so bad that it takes you out of scenes. Like, when, like, the third movie, which is the only passable one, in quotes, is, like, like, it has lines literally where they're like, if you are not with me, then you are my enemy. And you're like, okay, That's when you call cut, and you go, okay, you need to sound like a human being, kind of. And, like, when Natalie Portman goes, you're breaking my heart! And you're like, okay, well, you gotta try. Like, you gotta put forth some effort if you're gonna be in this movie. But George Lucas didn't even care about that. He's just like, yeah, whatever. Next scene. We gotta get in front of a different green screen and do this.
Did you hear they offered Anakin to Leo?
Oh, yeah, and Leo...
And they also offered, like, Batman and, like, a bunch of other shit to Leo, and he said no. That's ballsy on that guy's part.
Well, Leo's also pretty badass. Like, I think we could all agree.
I want to go see his new movie.
Yeah, that looks super good. It does.
It is good.
And also, Tom Hardy wanted to... I forgot. I said it before. Tom Hardy was supposed to do Suicide Squad, and then The Revenant took up another couple months, so he couldn't do it. So he's pulling really hard that this Revenant movie, like, gets him some serious cash or exposure because they fucked him out of Suicide Squad.
But, it will. Yeah. It'll get him. It'll be a better movie, and he'll get praised for his acting way more than fucking that shitty Suicide Squad movie. DC doesn't know how to make movies yet. We're gonna have a slew of bullshit movies until someone steps in and says, "Hey, Zack Snyder, stop it! Fucking stop it!"
Until they give
stop it. Go back to making the Guardians of Owls.
Cthulhu! Guardians of Cthulhu, Kyle! If you're gonna say it, say it right.
Excuse me, why didn't they recognize that he fucked up the Watchmen? And just realize, oh shit, maybe we shouldn't ask him to be our director for this, but anyways.
Kyle, you mean the guy who's gonna bring the Watchmen to HBO, Zack Snyder?
How is he gonna bring it to HBO? Are there more episodes in the canon of The Watchmen that I don't know about? I thought The Watchmen was an open-ended comic book.
Wasn't an open-ended comic book?
I thought it was just that book and it ends and that's it. That's The Watchmen.
Well, Kyle, as you know, in this day and age of sequels and reboots, some lovely gentleman wrote prequels and companion stories to all those characters, but they weren't Alan Moore. And Zack Snyder 100% could be like, hey, you know what? If you give me the money, I'll make a shitty miniseries based on that, because why not? So, I mean, of course it's going to happen.
It may never come out. HBO does a lot of things that don't ever
actually happen.
Come through. So.
Yeah, we have to wait for their Westworld, which apparently is supposed to be like new Game of Thrones. So, who knows? Who knows how that turns out? Do you hear about that?
Yeah. No, it's Westworld.
Westworld is... Dad, this is what's really weird. Like, a long time ago, Dad's like, you know what they need to make? They need to make a reboot of Westworld, because that was a cool movie back in the 70s. And it was, like, a movie about... Like, kind of like Total Recall, where rich people can pay money to go to a android-filled world. So they'd be like, I'm in the Old West, or I'm in Ancient Greece. But it's robots. And then, suddenly, the robots start changing, like, Terminator style. Where maybe they're doing shit on their own. And then it turns into kind of like a mystery suspense thing where are the robots killing people? We don't know. Or are the robots starting to think that they are people? And like a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of months ago, HBO put out like a teaser that was really fucked up and like had robots and weirdness in it. And then it just said Westworld and gave us this crazy logo. And Dad was like, that's going to be fucking sweet. And then some of the actors...
That already sounds better. Your description of it sounds better than the trailer for Batman versus Superman.
and I think I forgot the actors, but it's like a bunch of real deal actors in it. Like, let me look it up. But
so like the main reason I can't get behind Batman versus Superman is because of fucking Ben Affleck.
But they're really liking what they're seeing, which is kind of weird.
Who's really liking what they're seeing?
WB. The
yeah, and they thought fucking Man of Steel was gonna be the shit too, and it was mediocre.
Like look at who's gonna be in Westworld. A couple of no names that are probably the main characters, so they don't pay a bunch. Anthony Hopkins gonna be in it. Ed Harris. James Marsden. But, like, those dudes are at least actors. Evan Rachel Wood.
True.
Jimmy Simpson. The guy that plays one of the brothers on Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I know who Jimmy Simpson is.
It
was Lyle the intern on David Letterman.
So he's... Yeah, I mean, they're going to be making a crazy new game of... Because apparently the extras came out and they revealed some of the contract. You're playing, like, video games, aren't you?
No.
You're watching something then, right?
Maybe. Something's on, but I'm listening to.
All right.
That's rude. You're looking up things on the internet.
Yeah, but I'm also having a conversation. You're playing a game. You're playing a game right now.
Oh, I'm watching football on TV.
Uh-huh, sure. Okay. It is the first, so there's fucking stupid bowl games on.
Fucking ton of bowl games on right now.
But I guess the extras of Westworld, one of them posted a picture of the contract, and it's going to be a lot of nakedness, and it's going to be a lot of violence, and it's going to be a lot of, like, weird shit, so...
Well, HBO. Welcome to HBO. HBO's, in a sad way, just turning into tits and guns. Like,
yeah, but they make the best quality shows. that's what's so the bad.
Honestly, like, HBO, tits and guns.
Tits and guns and good writing.
yeah.
Some of it. Yeah, some of Game of Thrones is pretty good writing.
I mean, I haven't seen the new... So I haven't seen, like... What season of Game of Thrones is coming out? Six, right?
I don't know. I should look that up, actually.
Is it six or five?
I thought it was five.
Because I stopped watching after season three, just because I, like, didn't get a chance to catch up on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how well it's going, but some of my friends don't like the last season.
Five? Yeah, season okay, it is on season six.
Yeah, so a lot of my friends didn't like season five, because that was the first season where they aren't following the book anymore.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's where George R. R. Martin is telling them where it's going, like, has told them where the books are going and all that, and they've had their own freedom to do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have mixed feelings about it, so I don't know how I feel about...
Yeah, I basically did the same thing. I basically did the same thing. People said, it doesn't follow the books, I don't like it. And then I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll take a break and see what they say, and it's kind of mixed. And now they're coming back this new season, and they're kind of bringing back characters that supposedly may have died or something, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Well, like, this last season, Bran wasn't in it at all.
Yeah, they said he couldn't, like, fit. They couldn't fit him into the...
But he's coming back next season.
Yeah.
So I don't get it. Like, and then, like, Jon Snow supposedly might be dead, but then he may not be. But then, like, a lot of the... Spoiler alert, a lot of the message boards say that Jon Snow can't be dead because he's one of the three, like, heroes that fights against the White Walkers and shit. Like, so supposedly there's, like, three people. One of them's Jon Snow, one of them is the dragon chick.
Daenerys.
And then they don't know who the third person is yet, but there's three people who are supposed to be pure of something, and they lead the fight against the White Walkers or something. And so, yeah, so that kind of shit.
Yeah. You got to talk closer into your microphone, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll do it perfectly.
Okay.
What have we been up to, Kyle? What have we been doing with the time that we spent away from our listeners or dying fans? Or
I've gone to school. That's about it. I saw Kendrick Lamar live. That was about it. That was pretty good, though. It was pretty rad.
You tactfully brought up that one of our dogs was put down. Good job. You did that like a true lovely person. You just said, yeah, well, you murdered one of the dogs.
Well, you did. Killed him.
No, we didn't murder him. We... Yeah, whatever.
What did you do?
I heard certain parties felt that we didn't, you know, do as hard as, or try as hard as we could to take care of him, so maybe you are right, Kyle.
Yeah, all we did, you know, all we needed to do was buy him a fucking wheelchair.
Buy him a wheelchair.
That's what I was told.
Change dog diapers every day, help him up the stairs, get him one of those automated stair things from Gremlins that they, like, through that shit.
We add one of those chairs on the stairway mm-hmm. that go up and around for him.
I will say this. We're talking about reboots and sequels. The posters for the new Ghostbusters came out, and those were interesting.
I don't give a fuck.
Dad gave his opinion on it, and I said, you know, I'm not okay with a Ghostbusters complete reboot, but I am 100% okay with a sequel to Gremlins. And he's like, what are you talking about? I was like, Gremlins is so stupid and ridiculous, it doesn't matter.
And are they doing a sequel to Gremlins?
Oh, yeah, with the same dude, too, with Zach Galligan or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
It must be good for him. He must need some money.
And the way I see it, he's like, you just get some fucking puppets. You film some, like, funny, like, practical shit.
Oh, not anymore. It's not going to be puppets. They're going to do all CGI Gremlins. It's going to be kind of a bummer.
That's the only thing that I think would make the Gremlins sequel, much like the Mad Max sequel, would make it good, which is them just going, so we're going to get a bunch of shitty puppets, do a little CGI, but a lot more puppet stuff, because that's what makes those movies so funny when you watch them now.
Well, don't they have other Mad Max movies in the works?
Well, the Warner Brothers said that they don't have the confidence in a Warner Brothers, in a Mad Max sequel as opposed to the new superhero model, even though Mad Max Fury Road was like one of the best-reviewed movies of last year and made a ton of money for
it. Yeah, and from what I heard, it made a fuck ton of money, but, yeah.
And I watched
Warner Brothers. That's why Warner Brothers sucks.
Yes.
And didn't make any good movies.
I will tell you, because I watched Fury Road 2 days before today. Yes, 2 days before today to prepare for watching movies all the time. So it was just watch. But it has to be movies you haven't seen, so I was like, I'll watch these movies I have seen. Mad Max Fury Road is a really, really good movie, and I think will hold up for a while, as opposed to the Jurassic Worlds and the Avengers 2 and the...
I still haven't seen Avengers 2 or Jurassic World.
You don't need to see Jurassic World, in my opinion, because I thought it sucked balls. But you also don't need to see Avengers 2, because it's just Avengers 1. But more tie-ins to the fucking 28 movies they're gonna make. So it's...
And I don't need to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, I might see that. Depending on its reviews.
Yeah. So, have you heard of this new... Okay, so something that's been bugging me over the last couple months...
Hold on. Wait. We got sound effects again. Things bugging Kyle! That was really bad, and you can't even hear it.
I can't hear it.
I just did a comedy boing.
Oh, so something that's been pissing me off is one of my favorite podcasts keeps pushing this new fucking podcast on me. It's How Did This Get Made? And they keep pushing.
Oh, bitch talk.
Casey Wilson podcast.
Yeah, like, I just
want the world to stop trying. Stop forcing me to think Casey Wilson's funny. Like, she's not funny. Like, all of the fucking TV shows she starts don't make it. Uh-huh. She's not in any good movies. Like, did you see Ass Backwards? I didn't fucking see Ass Backwards because it looks fucking stupid. And I just want them to stop forcing Casey Wilson on me.
Well, actually, like, I'll watch Ass Backwards because it's on Netflix, I think. And I'll watch it for 366.
That's
I'll
good,
tell you.
But I would, like, I by choice, I don't ever want to watch it. She doesn't do anything that's funny, so stop telling me that she's funny.
Mm-hmm.
She's not funny. Same thing with fucking Ken Marino. Like, stop telling me he's funny. He's not that funny. Mm. He just knows a lot of funny people, so he gets lucky. He wrote Runderlust. That movie was garbage. He was in that movie Marry Me, or TV show Marry Me. That TV show sucked dick. Stop telling me Ken Marino's funny. Stop it. He's not. Like, let him do whatever he wants to do with, like, all those guys get small roles in fucking Wet Hot American Summer and shit. That's fine. And I have another beef with Wet Hot American Summer that we never finished.
We got another beef. Another beef!
How can Wet Hot American Summer make a prequel and have characters that weren't in the original movie? Paul Scheer's in it. How? He wasn't in the original. How?
I don't know. How? I don't know. You seem really upset by this, Kyle.
It's just fucking retarded. I'm just tired of, like, that group of people telling, like, forcing fucking Casey Wilson on me. Casey Wilson's not funny. You know what's funny? The fucking chick from Saturday Night Live who's in Ghostbusters, the blonde chick. I don't know her name. Kate something?
Yeah. She's McKinnon? Fucking, yeah.
Huh?
McKinnon?
Yeah. She's funny as shit.
I don't know. I don't watch that shit. Not saying Saturday Night Live shit, I just don't watch it, I don't know.
Yeah, she's funny as shit. Like, the only time I watch it are when there's clips on the internet, and most of the clips are of her being funny. So, anyways, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I've been just watching. I've become more, hey, watch things you want to watch and buy things you want to buy, if that makes any sense. And I don't know.
That's fine, but don't shove them up my ass because you want them to be good when they're not. Like, fuck it. Like, who needs a podcast about the fucking Real Housewives? Like, for real? Like, I need to listen to two people sit around and talk about the Real Housewives? Andy Cohen already does that. Like, why do I need a podcast with two non-funny girls doing it? Like, what the fuck? Like, Andy Cohen's not even that funny, but he does it. Like, it's bullshit. Anyways.
Well, what's funny about you saying that, about the Casey Wilson thing? I think maybe I'd have the same spirit and passion. I didn't even listen to it. Once I saw that the title was completely different, I was like, this isn't How Did This Get Made? So, done. Oh, no,
I didn't listen to it either. It's just, it infuriated me that they forced it into the How Did This Get Made, because I subscribed to How Did This Get Made.
Yeah, so do I, yeah.
How Did This Get Made? I don't want How Did This Get Made to put in a bullshit podcast with Casey Wilson, because no one's going to go and download it without them doing that. You know what I mean? Like, they're doing it to help her, but they're doing it because she's not funny. And they're doing it because her show's not funny. So I don't want to listen to it. It just annoys me when they do that shit. As immediately when I saw the name of the title of it, I was like, it was called, like, Bitch Slap or Bitch... Or
it's, like, called Bitch Talk, I think.
Something stupid. And then I was like, oh, what is this about? And then it was like featuring Casey Wilson. I was like, nope, fuck this. Like, she's not funny. I don't want to listen to this bitch. I'm over it. It's just annoying, but whatever. And another thing that pisses me off, these fucking hoverboards that everyone's jizzing their pants are about, they're not hoverboards. They don't hover. Fucking wheels, dum-dums. There's wheels on the side. That doesn't mean they hover. Call them, like, motorized scooters, whatever you want, but don't call them hoverboards. They're not fucking hoverboards. Anyways. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Everybody's...
on the streets of New York.
They're what?
Illegal to ride on the streets of New
York.
Well,
they catch on fire, right?
Well, not because of that. You're just not allowed to ride them on the streets of New York. On the curbs. Like, you can't be on the curb, the sidewalk. Like, where I walk, you can't be on it on your fucking hoverboard. Or the police can give you a ticket for it.
What's so funny is now you're getting closer to the camera, and you're getting all serious, and you're getting angry.
How rad is that? Another thing that pissed me off. Another thing I wanted to tell you why. This goes back to a long, long history of us arguing about shit. So, another reason why Medavoy is garbage
is
because he doesn't like dogs.
Well, that's not a good enough reason.
Yes, it is. There's a whole fucking episode where he bitches about dogs. And he wants to, like, murder a dog to get a bullet out of him. And he has, like, no compassion. He's the fucking devil. He doesn't deserve to be happy. I'm glad his wife left him. I'm glad his kids don't talk to him.
Rude. Like... Rudy Tuesday.
Dogs.
Rudy Tuesday, Kyle. That's rude. Look, Medavoy, that was supposed to be a comedic thing because everybody goes, Medavoy, we're not going to kill a dog to get the goddamn bullet out of him. And he's like, and he's the character that gets no respect. So he's like, no, we got to do this or else blah, blah, blah.
I know, but it's just another point in my corner to show how much, like, how shitty he is compared to everyone else on that show. Like, Mike Roberts is a better character than
disagree.
Mike Roberts is all around a better character than that guy, than Medavoy.
No, I disagree.
Mike Roberts helps out fucking Caruso in episode 2. He comes and helps out John during that whole debacle. There's a lot of shit that Mike Roberts helps out with. Medavoy's just a bitch. Anyways.
Because I've been going... I took a huge break from NYPD Blue. And then once we got the Amazon thing working, I was burning through some episodes. And the quality definitely decreases as you get into the later episodes. But Medavoy, I don't feel, is like this great Satan... Like you think, because he's the closest to a real person on that show. Everybody else is a character
No, he's a bitch.
Of cops. He's
the closest to a bitch. Like, all the women on the show are tougher and, like, more, like, not manly, because that's not the right way to say it. They're just better than him. Like, that's the only way I can put it. Like, I don't know.
Well, and we always get some NYPD Blue talk in if it's an Asher Brothers podcast.
What's the last movie you've seen or you saw?
What do you mean? Like,
what's the last movie you saw in theaters?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. You want to know the last movie I got to sit down and watch?
No.
Ricky and the Flash, baby.
In the theaters? No, you saw it on a plane.
I did. That's the last movie that I've seen. Ricky and the Flash. Fucking garbage. Garbage.
Why is Ricky and the Flash garbage, Kyle?
Kirk. Like, Meryl, you know they paid a fuck ton of money to have Meryl Streep in it, and it was like, what the fuck? Like, their third leading actor was goddamn Rick Springfield. Fucking Jesse's girl.
Jesse's girl, bro.
He fucking in it, being fucking just 50 and still looking good. And it's just stupid. Sorry. It was goddamn dumb.
That's funny. Well, I mean,
Ricky Flash, dude. That's all I could watch on the plane. Because it wasn't JetBlue, it was fucking American. Oh, and let me tell you about my goddamn plane stories. So, okay, now we're getting into it. Now we're getting into it. Okay, so I'm going to visit Maria, and yeah. I got my ticket late. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I have to sit in the middle seat, which is fine. Like, I don't mind sitting in the middle seat. So the guy sitting to my right is a super cool kid, really small kid. He kind of, like, tucks himself in a corner, and as soon as he sits in his seat, he basically falls asleep.
Mm-hmm.
To my left, there's an open seat, and then across the aisle are three seats. Guess who sits down next to me?
Mm-hmm.
A fucking family of five.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's two little girls, there's a little boy, a little girl, their mom, and their fat fucking dad. And so their fat fucking dad sits down next to me, and he looks at me, Risey sits down and goes, "This is going to be a tight one," and then fucking spreads his legs open like he's giving birth, and he's fucking in my leg space. So I say very politely to him, they also have like a brand new baby, like I would have to say like maybe a year old, right?
Brand new.
Get on the goddamn plane, the baby's fucking sleeping. And the mom goes, "Oh, do you think we should have let him sleep for the last 4 hours? No, you shouldn't have. You should have kept him awake so he could sleep on the fucking plane, you dumb cunt." Anyways, so I tell the guy politely, like, "Hey, you need to close your legs. You're in my space." And he looks at me and does this. "I can't, bro. Got a baby. Need room for him to stand in between my legs." So I look at him and go, "Not my choice that you had a baby. This is my part of the seat." So he gets all upset with me, giving me dirty looks. So then for fucking 4 hours, his baby would not fucking stop crying. And all he would do, Kirk, is this. Just look at me. He's holding the baby out in front of him. "Stop it. Stop crying. Stop crying. Stop crying. Stop crying. Stop crying." That's all he was doing for 4 fucking hours, right? So we land. He's still fucking pushing into my spot with his legs, so I kept pushing him back. And his response to everything was, "Hey, you know, bro." And he would point over to his wife. "Baby." So, we're about to leave the plane. And he gets up and he goes, "Hey, man, I'm really sorry about the whole plane ride. But, you know, like, you know, I got a baby, you know." And so I lost it. And I was like, "Yeah, I know you got a baby, but that's not my problem. You decided to have too many kids, more than you can handle. Not my problem. If you're going to get on a plane with your kid, fucking learn to keep him behaved or learn to keep him to shut the fuck up. Because this is ridiculous." And so I get off. Don't care that I was rude. There's other people around me that were being pissed off. There was one lady behind me who asked to talk to someone higher up because she wanted her money back because the kids were fucking animals and they weren't taking care of their kids. So I'm on your side now that if you have a baby, that is your choice. Mm. It is not my problem. Mm. So just because you have a baby doesn't mean that you put your shit on me and look at me and go, hey, baby, bro. It's the same thing here. Like we're in, like I'm in trying to get on the subway, or if I'm trying to like climb up the stairs to get out of the subway, you get all these fucking moms and dads with their fucking babies acting like brats on the fucking thing. And you're like, hey, can you move your kid? It's like, whoa, bro, it's a baby. And it's like, not my fucking problem. That's your problem. Learn to take care of your goddamn kids. Make them act like fucking humans. Don't let them act like fucking trolls running around goddamn subways. It fucking pissed me off. So angry.
Welcome to the dark side, Kyle.
Fucking retarded. Like, and I was like thinking to myself, man, if I had a kid, I would like come prepared. Like, I've like Matt was telling me when he goes on plane trips, he brings a baggie of earplugs.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings a baggie of not sleeping pills, but like pills that help you sleep, like something that helps you like
not sleeping pills, just pills that you know help you sleep. Know.
But he and then he also brings baby NyQuil, and so he'll give the baby NyQuil to help the baby be drowsy and fall asleep.
Chloroform.
He brings baby NyQuil. They give it to the baby right before they get on the plane. And then he passes out a baggie that has, like, cookies, earplugs, and something else with a little note that says, like, we're really sorry. We're going to try our best to have our baby not ruin your flight. And this guy didn't even, like, they didn't even fucking try. Like, all they kept doing when the baby was crying was handing the baby across the aisle. And the dad was like, your turn. Your turn to try to get it to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, here's an idea. Stand up. Get the fuck out of here. Go to the end of the plane where there's nobody and let it scream in your fucking face for 4 hours. I'm trying to go to sleep and watch Ricky and the Flash, you fucking asshole. And so it just pissed me off. Like, your baby's not my problem. Like, I'm not here on a plane with your baby.
Mm-hmm.
You are. Fucking deal with it and get the fuck out of my area and close your goddamn legs, you fat fuck. And then he had a tattoo, so all he wanted to do was, like, try to be cool with me and talk to me about my tattoo. And he's like, oh, cool tattoo. I was like, yep. And he goes, yeah, I got this. And I was like, yeah, cool. Where'd you get yours? LA. Who did it? Oh, some guy. Like, totally trying to let him know, like, you're a fucking asshole. I don't want to talk to you. And he just kept fucking gabbing. His baby wouldn't shut the fuck up. It's just like, your baby and your kids aren't my problem.
Not my problem. Not my problem. No, no, see, here's the thing. I'm going to tell a couple stories here. Because your story reminded me of two. One is a secondhand story I heard from somebody who knew Ryan Stiles, the guy on Whose Line.
Uh-huh.
I guess Ryan Stiles has like three kids.
Oh, real quick. Their daughter, who had to be 5 years old, was listening because she was sitting where I could see her iPad. Each kid had their own iPad and they were like 5 and 7.
That's ridiculous.
Which was fucking ridiculous. And she was listening to the unedited LMFAO album at like fucking 5 years old, Kirk.
That's awesome.
She was listening to like I'm Sexy and I Know It.
And
like Let Me Blow My Jizz All Over Your Tits. And so I was like, what the fuck is you're horrible parents.
Horrible parents.
Your daughter's gonna get pregnant by 17. Like, then that good for her because she needs to destroy her life because her parents are shit.
God, now I got three stories. Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'll do them as quickly as I can. One was about Ryan Stiles. I guess on a plane, a guy had a kid that was crying for like 20 minutes. And Ryan Stiles, I guess, like, in his personal life, sometimes he, like, just takes no shit. Like, he's funny, but he's like, I don't give a fuck about your opinions. Like, if I'm angry.
Yeah, watch the bloopers when they like, hold him. He's like, fuck this, I'm out.
But on the plane, he walked up to a good dude and he said, can I see your kid? And he picked up the kid that was crying. Took, like, it wasn't a, like, baby, it was, like, a walkable kid. Took it and walked it up and down the aisles, talking to him. And then the kid was like, oh, I'm sorry, maybe it was a baby. Either way, he walked it up and down the aisles, walked it back to the person, and it was going to sleep, the kid. He gave it back, and he's like, how did you do that? He's like, give it a change of scenery and try harder. And then he sat back down in his seat, and the whole place, like, gave him high fives and quiet clap.
To add to that, on the way back, mm-hmm. I was on a plane, and there was this Asian family,
mm-hmm.
and they had a baby who could barely walk, like, I want to say, like, maybe 10 to 13 months old,
mm-hmm.
and it started screaming. Boom. The mom got up, put him on this on the aisle and was walking him up and down the aisle and got him like tired. Went back down, fell asleep. Boom, he started crying. Dad picked him up, had him walk down the aisle. Doesn't bother me if you're walking up and down the aisle. I don't care. Like, they bumped into me, but hey, your baby's not crying. I don't give a fuck. But at least you're trying to do something. He was just sitting there basically holding the baby, shaking it like fucking like a Subway sandwich and yelling at it to shut up.
We all know. We all shake our Subway sandwiches. We all hungry.
This fat fuck was ridiculous.
Shaking our sandwich. I got my meatball. Shaking the sandwich.
If I had enough balls, I wanted to like ask the stewardess and be like, did I have to pay the same price for a seat as this fat fuck? Because he's spilling into my seat and I want some of my money back. Like, it was fucking ridiculous. It was, anyway, okay, so your other stories.
Okay, when I was on a plane coming back from New York after the trip, I was on JetBlue, and I don't like flying, and people who know me know this. So I put on my headphones, and I started to listen to music, and then I went through their channels and saw that there was a South Park marathon, and I was like, fuck it, if I'm gonna die on an airplane, watching South Park is the best way ever. So I'm watching a marathon of South Park. East Coast feed, so it's not going to stop anytime soon, I think.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, okay, so I'm watching it. And I'm so illiterate to plane, like, works. I kept changing the channel of the wrong seat. Because naturally my hand would go to change it, and I changed the other guy's channel. And he never got upset with me. He, like, never turned into a dick. I would just be like, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. I forgot. I'm sorry. I'll change it back. And like,
Kirk, after the first time, you should know how to change the goddamn channel.
Well, no, it was like because it was long periods of time in between.
Okay.
So like, it was a whole episode of South Park, and I was like, let me change it, and then I would go to touch it, and then I would like go, oh nope, that's yours. Oh, okay. Like, and the dude was cool. I can't even imagine a guy being like, yeah, I need to keep my legs open, and be like, no, you don't. No, that's
yeah,
not.
And but that's how it started. Like, from the get-go, he was like, basically sat down and was like, my fat legs need to be open because I can't close them because mm-hmm. I eat too much, and you're going to have to deal with it. And I told him, no, I'm not dealing with this. So I made an effort, even though I was in the middle seat. The dude next to me was super cool, and he like, kind of hinted and told me, like, hey, I'm going to, like, sit like this in the corner, so there'll be more room for you to lean this way if you want. So what I did is I positioned my body the same way and kept my knees right on the edge so he couldn't open his fucking legs. And every time he tried to spread his legs, I'd fucking spread mine back. And then I'd look at him, and he'd look at me, and then he'd, like, close his legs a little bit. And then he grabbed his kid and put him in between, and he's like, hey, can I open my legs a little bit more? I got my kid. And I was like, again, not my problem. It's not my kid. And I went back to sleep. Like, it's not my problem. It's not my fucking kid. It's your problem. If you want to put your kids between your legs, do some running when you get home. Make sure that you lose about 150 pounds so you can open your legs, and then you'll be good to go. Like, it's not my fucking problem. And then when he fell asleep, he was snoring like a motherfucker. And it was like, dude, what the fuck is your problem? Like, and he was from somewhere in Europe. I'm not going to say, like, what part of Europe. But it was like, dude, fucking go home. Like,
it's the
get
Danish,
the fuck out
right?
Of here.
It was the Danish? Huh? It's the Danish?
No, he was a fucking Brit. Fucking dirty-ass teeth and his fucking annoying-ass kids.
Those limey British? That's
and
why
like, your kids are like, mommy, how much longer do we have on the plane? It's like, well, the plane hasn't left off yet, you dumbass bitch. So you still got a while, you fucking 7-year-old. So shut the fuck up.
We don't live under Mary Poppins rules, bitch.
Damn. Like, don't leave your little fucking island. Go back
to the American movie.
And fucking eat your fucking gravy and shit that you're eating because your fucking parents are gross. And stay there. Like, god damn it.
Well, I'm glad that you see things my way now, Kyle.
But there's some kids that when you get on a plane, like, they start acting up, and that there was one dad on the way back, I was sitting in the aisle. So on the way back, I get to my seat, and I have the aisle seat, and there's a dude sitting in my seat next, and there's a guy in the middle, and they're boyfriends. And so I get to the seat, and I go, this is my seat, and I point at the aisle seat. And so they both get up and get in the aisle, and then we're both doing that weird, like, looking at each other, like, what the fuck's going on? Like, I'm looking at them like, what are we doing? And they're looking at me like, why aren't you getting in your seat? Like, why aren't you going to the window? And I was like, no, dude. Like, this is my seat. I have seat C. And they're like, oh, well, can you sit against the window? And I was like,
no.
What for? And they're like, well, I really like the aisle seat. And I was like, no, I like the aisle seat too. Like, I'm sorry, but this is where I want to sit. And so they were pissed off at me the whole time. Like, they were fucking rude-ass people. But anyways, across from me was a dad with his two sons. One of his sons was older, and the other one was, like, maybe 4 or 5. Not a fucking word the whole plane ride. The dad had his laptop. They watched a movie together. He had a splitter, so they all were wearing headphones watching the same movie together. The movie ended. He had another movie that he put on. They watched it. One of his sons started reading a goddamn book. Like, and it was like, oh, there's a parent who knows what the fuck he's doing. Like, someone should videotape this and send this around the world and be like, if you can't do this with your kids, don't have any. Stop fucking procreating. You're making monsters. But
I'm so glad, for like the first time ever, you're saying things that I think on a daily basis. And it's so cool.
It's fucking unreal. It's so unreal.
Kyle, that's like when you work at a store, and then somebody comes in and goes, hey, I'm going to leave my kids here, and then just fucks off. And then they come back, and they go, where are they? I don't know. I'm not a babysitter. We did not participate in a transaction where you give me money.
You should have said, no, when he came back and said, where are my kids, you should say, well, when you pay me for babysitting, then I'll tell you.
And they're just, or the worst is when they get to the store and then the kids just start running around and no one does anything. Just running around screaming in the store. No matter what kind of store it is. Doesn't matter if it's a toy store. Doesn't matter if it's a store that sells a high-end lingerie. Doesn't matter if it's a store that sells knickknacks and paddywax. It's a goddamn fucking madhouse the second they get in there. And then they look at you when you go, excuse me. Like, what? It's like, yeah, you're a bad parent and a bad person. Fucking fix it. Like, that's what we're saying. Like, fucking figure it out.
So I get to the destination, and I have to go get my bag. Because when I was getting on the plane, they were like, if you want to check your bag for free, because American Airlines charges you $25 for your first bag because they're already not fucking making money off of you. So, and by the way, don't ever fly American. They don't give you a fucking snack on a 6-hour flight. They only give you a drink. You have to pay for a fucking bag of chips, and it's like $4. So I get off. I'm waiting for my bag, and I get to the luggage carousel thing, you know, at a reasonable time. I don't go fucking jerking off and being fucking retarded. And so I'm standing waiting by the bag carousel, and there's maybe half an arm's length between where I'm standing to the baggage carousel. So where my iPad's set up, that's mm-hmm. how much distance there was between me and the baggage carousel.
Mm-hmm.
This lady walks right up to the baggage carousel, walks right in front of me and stands right in front of me. Her ass is touching me. Tap her on the shoulder. Excuse me, you're going to need to move. Asian lady. But I'm waiting for luggage. I go, no. You can go wait over there. You need to get out of the way. There's not enough room here. She just turns around. So I tap her very lightly on the shoulder. You need to move. She doesn't move. So I just did this very politely. I took my hand, extended it, put it on her shoulder, and just lightly moved her out of the way. Her husband comes up. Walks right in front of me, stands there. Little old Asian man. Tap him on the shoulder. You need to move out of the way. He says something. Oh, waiting for luggage. Turns back around. So I take both hands, put him on his shoulders, and move him. And I move forward, and I say, you can wait here. And so then their luggage comes out, and I see it's their luggage, and he goes to grab it. So I just kept blocking him the whole time.
Now you're a dick.
Yeah.
Now you're an asshole.
Fuck him for being fucking rude in the first place. So payback's a bitch. Suck my dick. So I block him. He misses his luggage. So he waits for it to go around. And as it's coming back, I see he's trying to slip in again. Block him again. The luggage goes around twice before finally he realizes to go to a different spot to grab it. Because I'm not letting him through. Yeah, I won that day.
Wow.
Yeah, don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck anymore. People are fucking rude, and so just be rude back to them. gotta wait it out. That's what I've learned. Just wait it out. Just what you do. When you meet people that you don't know, like on a plane or on a subway or on a bus, you let them make the first move. You let them show what type of person they are, and then you react to that.
You know what the title of this episode is, Kyle?
What?
You let 2016 make the first move.
Yeah, and then you react to it. you let fucking people make the move, and then you react to how shitty they're going to be by being just as shitty back to them. It's just fucking unreal. It's like, for some reason, they think here in New York, when you're on the sidewalk walking, when you walk with your head down on your phone and you run into me, I'm supposed to move out of the way.
No. No, so that's not the way it works.
And when people have their heads down and they bump into me and they go, hey, I go, look up from your fucking phone. Or I go, like, you can't see when you're looking down. And I just keep walking. And I get fuck yous and I'm like, no, fuck you. And I just keep walking. It's like, fuck you, dude. Like, you have to look up. That's not my problem. It's not my problem that your text or Instagram is so important that you can't look up to walk. Not my fucking problem.
Okay. That's right. That's the other thing that you reminded me of. I didn't tell that story. So we're going to shift gears, kind of. We had another massacre fairly recently, another shooting, the San Bernardino one, the one that's tied to terrorism, and it brought up the gun debate again.
And aren't they all tied to terrorism, Kirk? And aren't all mass shootings some form of terrorism, whether they're white, Islamic, or black?
Well, yeah.
Some type of terrorism.
But somebody I knew posted something where they made, basically, they did one of those hilarious things where they post two different statements that Obama made and said, well, that sounds contradictory, doesn't it? More like no Obama. And I wrote, those two statements that really have nothing to do with each other. In fact, they speak to the same point. What you basically said was, hey, he believes in A, therefore B should happen. And those are not the same thing. And she said, and then she immediately went into a gun debate. Yeah, it's a she. She immediately went into a gun debate and First Amendment and rights and this and that. And I was like,
First Amendment.
Huh? Whatever, Second Amendment.
Okay, I was going to say, what could she argue about the First Amendment?
When it comes to guns? Whatever. But that's not important. She then said something to the effect of, you live in a fake world and you're going to be lucky when someone like me is next to you when a shooting happens. And then I said, okay, we got off on the wrong foot. You guys think you're fighting imaginary dragons that you're not. You're not warriors on the road fighting for oil. You've been tricked by a gun lobby and this false idea that guns make you more patriotic. And you're being used by a system to buy things that literally only destroy things that they're pointed at.
Well, did you hear the story? There was a mom, I think in Florida or Georgia, who thought she was being robbed, went downstairs, shot at the person, and ended up being her daughter coming home from a party, killed her daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was she protecting there?
So,
like, what was she protecting there?
So like, then, her fucking boyfriend or some douche nozzle comes in, who I do not know, and's like, this mamby-pamby piece of shit, yeah, when some guy comes for you, you're gonna be lucky I got my Glock 25 jerking off my gun. Fucking. And I was like, hey, motherfucker, you're not Mad Max. You're a piece of shit. I cannot wait until you come home and you find your son or daughter dead because they shot themselves in the face with your fucking gun. You don't deserve life. You don't deserve to have children. You don't deserve to have everything. And then I immediately blocked them so they had nothing to say back to me. So what I've learned is this: some people are ignorant and stupid, and
you
no matter.
Have blocked them, though.
No,
I should disagree with that point.
No, no, because what I've learned is people that come into your life that are nothing but poison do not deserve to speak to you. So poison gets rid of, getting rid of. Wow, horrible word choice. Poison we get rid of. And those are two people that we got rid of because they have nothing important to say and they're going to end up killing themselves because they want to have their guns because it makes them more patriotic.
It's like I posted that thing about prayer on Facebook.
Yeah, which I agreed with.
So I posted that thing saying, like, can we stop saying we're going to pray for people that are already dead? Your prayers obviously aren't helping stop. Your prayers obviously don't help keep people from dying from bullets, so stop saying you're going to pray for people. Like, they're already dead. You could have helped them before they died by, you know, getting rid of guns, but you chose that you'd rather talk to someone imaginary and hope that people don't shoot people. People are violent, so take away guns. We force people to wear seatbelts because it's safe. We should force people to not have guns because it'll make us safer. But then that one kid was like, one kid wrote like, well, if that's your opinion, you can have it. And I was like, and the reason I got pissed at that guy, and I wrote back, yeah, that is my opinion. But unlike you, I don't just say a passive aggressive remark about it and then go fucking away. Well, he unfriended me. And so I sent him a personal message, and I was like, dude, you're buying into this whole, like, Christians being pussies thing. Like, just because I don't believe in your fucking way of life, I don't believe in a fake fucking imaginary being, you can't be my friend. But when I'm your friend, you can keep posting all this shit about prayer, all this shit about God coming back, all this shit about Obama being a Satanist. And I don't say anything because I don't let it bother me, because I know you're full of shit. So why can't you just take the same outlook and leave it at that? And he never wrote back to me because he's a fucking bitch. But it's like, just because I don't believe in prayer and voice my opinion doesn't mean you have to be a bitch about it. Right. Like, that's my opinion. But my opinion's more right than yours. So that's why you're upset. And that's why it bothers you. And he's also a guy who's in the military.
Of course he is.
He also keeps pointing this stuff about, I'm so glad that, you know, I was in the military and that I served my country and all this stuff. And I was like, but wait, you volunteered, right? Because he keeps trying to make it seem like he's better than me. And mm-hmm. It's like, but wait, you volunteered to go kill people. So mm-hmm. I kept saying one day, I was like, but you volunteered. Mm-hmm. See, I volunteered to go to school and learn. You volunteered to pick up a gun and shoot at people you don't know. So who's more fucked up in that situation, me or you? Like, I volunteered to, like, go to school, learn, and try to make this world a better place through knowledge and through, like, you know, learning things, where you thought the best idea to make this place a better place was, let me go learn how to throw a grenade at brown people because they believe in Islam and I don't.
Well, it's not even that. It's let me go learn how to sit on countries that we have a vested interest in because of money, so that we can let the whole world know we're the most powerful. Because that's all it is now. We're not doing anything important. It's, hey, we need to show everybody that our war dicks are bigger than theirs, and we can fuck the world at any time we want. That's all it is. Because what are we... They're like saying, oh, we're defending freedom. Whose freedom? You're not defending my freedom, because nobody's attacking my freedom yet. Except for, I don't know, the people that, you know, run the country. They're attacking my freedom.
Don't get me wrong. Okay, so I don't think all people who are... believe in Islam are terrorists.
No.
And I don't believe, and just the same thing with Christians. Like, I don't believe all people who believe in Christianity believe, like, we should have slaves. Like, I think there's some people who can look past that, the same way that there's some people who can look past all the bullshit that's in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a problem with, because I'm reading stories about Muslims who are saying, like, who are pissed off at their jobs because their jobs won't give them an hour break so they can pray in the morning and in the afternoon. Well, guess what? Fucking get over it. You have a job. You don't have a religion. If you don't like your job, then go home and pray, but you're not going to make any money. But don't make your job change that for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'd do the same thing if a Christian guy was like, hey, I need 45-minute lunch break instead of 30 so I can pray for 15 minutes. I'd be like, okay, well, you can lose money if you'd like, but you're not just going to get an extra 45 minutes because that's what your religion is, because this is a goddamn job.
Mm-hmm.
I was also reading another article where there were some Muslims who were on welfare, and they were upset because the food stamps that they were getting and for the food that they wanted at some grocery store weren't fixed to their religious needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like saying, oh, fucking well, you're the one on food stamps. That's not the food stamps or the government's problem to make sure that you're eating the right food that you need to eat because your religion says so. If your religion says you need to eat this type of food, then take care of it yourself. Don't rely on other people to make sure you're eating that food. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like, that's the shit that bugs me. Like, of all religion. it's not just Islam. I think Islam has a lot of bad ideas within it, but I don't think a lot of people follow those ideas. So, but at the same time, like, if you come to America and you're Islam and someone's like, hey, you can't wear that hijab thing at work because we don't want people to wear them, I don't think you should be able to sue your job and get wind to be able to wear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you should respect your job and wear it on your own time.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, people wear crosses, but they tuck them in. You can't see them. So if, like, a job was like, hey, I don't want to see any religious affiliation, but their crosses are tucked in their clothes and you can't see and tell what it is, that's fine. But wearing a hijab or whatever, I don't know the exact word, on your head, people know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
You can't wear do the job saying that that's not fair, it's discrimination. No, it's not. It's the job making its fucking rule. Follow it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't like it, fucking find another job. There's a lady at Taco Bell on the corner here. She wears hers. Taco Bell obviously is cool with you wearing it. Go work at Taco Bell. Like, don't go to Walmart and get all pissed off because they don't let you practice your religion. You're not there to practice your religion. You're there to fucking work.
And it's like, and someone posted a thing where it was like, how much money, how many billions of dollars don't go into the system in taxes because of the non-taxation of religious groups? And it's like, okay, let's say for a moment that we vetted these religious organizations to figure out what they spend their money on, and we found out, huh, they spend a lot of it on themselves. Wouldn't that be grounds enough to go, okay, you're not a religious organization?
I think all religious organizations should lose tax exemption because it is your choice to be religious, not the government's. It's your choice to be a religion. It's not my choice. So you should pay taxes on that. You're hiding money. It's bullshit. We're not built off of religion. Go look at our fucking constitution. Go look at a bunch of shit that was written before that. They have tried as hard as they could to separate religion from how they were building our government, because the king and queen of England used religion to fucking say that they were ordained by God and they wanted to get away from that shit and make it as far away from religion as possible. It's bullshit.
Well, Kyle, it's been real fun.
Oh, I want to play one more game with you.
What's... Oh, okay.
I want to make a bet. Over, under.
I don't know what that means.
Like, you have to give a number. I'll give you a number. I'm gonna give you a number, and you have to say that it's either gonna be over that number or under that number. Okay. Okay. Give me a sec.
I don't know why I tried to play Mike's lounge version of our song. To like underscore what's happening. But it's not a good choice. So I'm just gonna turn that off.
All right. So.
A lot of dead air.
I know, I'm trying to figure it out.
A lot of dead air, Max.
I know, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to see the exact number. Okay. Over, under, right?
How much money has Star Wars made? 1.4 billion.
No. Over, under. How, the number is 450. So, over, under, how many African Americans do you think the cops will kill this year? Over, under 450.
I think it's going to be over.
I think so too.
Yep.
It's going to be sad.
I don't know if I told you, I talked to Alex. I'll leave with this. I talked to Alex on my birthday, November 29th, and he was in town for Thanksgiving, and he's like, hey, you want to come over? And we hung out for a while. Was it my birthday or the day before? I don't even remember. Doesn't matter.
No, I thought you saw him and Raghi
recently, but this was before that. This was for my birthday.
Okay.
He was talking about how now he's at a church where the head pastor is one of the pastors that goes down to Ferguson constantly, and his whole parish is about social justice, and he feels like if you're not on the side of social justice right now in the Christian world, then you're not really going to be a part of his church. He's not going to stand for it, kind of deal. So it's right up Alex's alley. But he Alex was talking to a woman who was at the civil rights demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
The old ones.
Yeah.
And she said, and I quote, "This is nothing like that. What's happening right now is downright scary. At no point did I think that the cops were just going to open fire on me for protesting what's happening. And we were basically being, like, hit with fire hoses and, like, people were throwing shit at us. But I was not as scared as I am now to protest." And Alex is like, "And nothing is being done about it. There's no one trying to, like, make it easier for anybody."
There was just that, in Cleveland or in Ohio, there was just that kid, like, 12-year-old, 13-year-old kid who was killed by the cops. And all the cop was acquitted of all charges, and everyone's response is, "Well, kid had a toy gun. The kid had a toy gun, and they, you know, they had to do what they had to do." It's like, well, did they have to put, like, 5 shots into the kid's chest? Like,
no.
I know they teach in the police force, like, a takedown shot where you don't kill, you maim, and you can take them down. Like, have you seen, when you're done here, YouTube, San Francisco PD, there's a point where there's on a bus, this lady videotaped, there was like 7 cops surrounded this guy.
I know, the homeless man?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
He was like walking across the thing, and all of a sudden you just hear, blah, 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 blah. It's like 15 shots, and it's like, oh yeah, he didn't have a weapon.
Well, like, the one I saw, he had a knife, and they were like, put it down, and he was like mentally challenged.
Oh, then this must be a different one I saw.
He was just,
they had him surrounded, and he had his back up against like a wall.
Yeah, he had
open fire on him.
Yeah,
It's unreal. It's unreal.
And, yeah, so.
Just wait, man. Give it a couple years. Minorities will be more than whites. And then when you start shooting at them, they are going to start shooting back, and they have more than you. And white people will slowly start being killed off. It's going to turn into another civil war. I really think there's going to, at one point in our great nation, great in quotes, there's going to be a fight between blacks, or between minorities and white people. And it's going to be a sad lesson for white people. And what are white people losing? They're still in power. It's not like minorities are asking for power. They're just asking not to get killed. And they can't respect that.
What I love is, God damn it, like, we're way over an hour. The point is,
fine, just cut it up.
They, I'm not going to cut it up. I'm going to put it up probably today. They just passed laws in California that will allow police to, take away a weapon without any prior, notice or legal need to. And all the white people are going, well, it's my goddamn right to have a gun. They can't just take it. This is what Obama's doing. He's going to send out vans and take all our guns. And my first thought is, do you think that's going to happen to you at all? It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen to all of the street thugs, all the dudes that, like, sell drugs. It's going to happen to them before it ever happens to you.
Oh, yeah. It's just like the drug war. It'll never trickle into the white community.
No, they're
going to... It'll only stay in the minority communities and keep them...
And maybe the only chance they will do that is when you post a video on YouTube going, I can't wait to kill all these damn Muslims, and then you show your shotgun, then they're going to come to your house and take it, and then you're going to be like, I can't believe this, I'm being treated like a goddamn scum of the earth. And it's like, no, because you are a scum of the earth, because you're racist, because you're a piece of shit. Like, that's why. You don't get to say, hey, those people are subhuman, someone should kill them, with the thing that kills people, and then... just walk away. That's not how it works. You can't.
So, we're having a debate in one of my classes about, like, religion, and this one girl was talking about Islam and how Islam's not a true religion, and Muhammad is dead, and all this stuff. And then I raised my hand and I was like, "Yeah, but Jesus is dead too. So does that make your religion not real?" And she's like, "Jesus isn't dead. He rose from the dead." And he's a spirit up in heaven. I'm like, do you have historical accurate proof of that? And she's like, it's in the Bible. I go, again, do you have historical accurate proof that Jesus rose from the dead? Or are you taking it from 4 guys who didn't know how to write that well? And then, so she didn't really like me that much. But it's like, come on. Like, you saying that Muhammad is dead, it's the same thing, Jesus is dead. They're both don't fucking matter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's like, that's such a dumb... If that's your only argument to why Islam isn't a true religion. That's a stupid argument. Like, it, like I don't know. It's like I don't. It's like looking at a unicorn and saying this is real, and then seeing a leprechaun and going, "That's fucking fake. I don't believe that. That's bullshit." Like, fuck leprechauns. They're not real. It's like, no, they're both made up. They're both like stories and thoughts from like dumb people from the past. Like, I don't. That's just so stupid. I don't know. Just move to another country. I've talked to Maria about it. If her movie making takes off and she makes like shit tons of money, we've talked about living in a different country and totally being okay with that. I don't care if that's unpatriotic. I don't care if people tell me I'm not a true American or I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm a traitor. I don't give a fuck. I'll go live somewhere else before I live in America with Donald Trump's and Ben Carson's. How can you be a neurosurgeon and be that fucking stupid? Like, how can you be a neurosurgeon and tell a story that some guy came to rob you in a Popeye's chicken, but instead of stopping the robber, you said, oh, no, you want to go up there to rob the Popeye's. I'm here to eat. Did you hear that story?
No.
He was at a Popeye's chicken, and a robber came up to him with a knife or a gun and said, give me all the money out of the register. And Ben Carson says, oh, no, I don't work here. You want to go over there. And then the guy went up there and robbed the Popeye's chicken. Yeah, that's a president that I want. That's fucking rad. Or I want Carly Fiorina, who took Hewlett-Packard and made it disappear. Because she doesn't know how to run fucking shit. It's fucking retarded.
Just because I feel like it's a really depressing state of affairs. There's a picture on Facebook, and I'm literally going to put the theme song after this, or I'm going to cut it. There's a girl on Facebook who posted a picture of her New Year's with her like future husband and the father of one of her kids. Totally grabbing his dick in the picture.
The kids or the husbands?
The husbands. She's in front of him, he's behind, and she's just got a hand on the dick, snapped a pic, and made it her profile picture. Happy New Year!
At least she's getting some. Good for her, man.
Thank you for listening. I'm at Kirk Has Glasses everywhere. Kyle is not on that social media tip as well.
No, but go to Indiegogo. I forgot to do this.
Indiegogo.
I mean, like, no one's gonna listen. Like, two people. But go to Indiegogo and search the movie. It's titled...
I turned off the song so they could hear it better and you didn't have it.
I'm sorry, it's called... The title of the movie is called Sonadora. It's Spanish for dreamer. So go search for that and make a donation if you can. That would be very helpful. And yeah, and wonderful. So that's it.
All right, everybody. Astro Brothers Podcast 2016. It might only be one episode.
No, we'll do another one a different day.
All right, later, Kyle.
Later.
Bye, Max.